السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا. I want to begin by welcoming you to this virtual gathering of ours, a gathering which I remind myself and you is only for one purpose, and that is to reflect over the Book of Allah in order to please Allah Azza wa Jal. It is the Book of Allah that has brought us together over here in this gathering. And it is the love for Allah that has brought us to His Book. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grant us sincerity and that He accepts our efforts. May our intentions be sincere for Him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. Alhamdulillahi adada ma khalaq. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of His creation. Alhamdulillahi mil'a ma khalaq. All praise is for Allah as much as what can fill His creation. Alhamdulillahi adada ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of what is in the skies and the earth. Alhamdulillahi adada ma ahsa kitabuh. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of what His Book contains. Alhamdulillahi adada ma ahsa kitabuh. Alhamdulillahi ala ma ahsa kitabuh. All praise is for Allah for all that His Book contains. Alhamdulillahi adada kulli shay'. All praise is for Allah as much as the number of everything. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli shay'. All praise is for Allah for everything. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. Say, if mankind and jinn, all of them gathered together in order to produce the like of this Qur'an, they could not produce the like of it, even if they were to each other assistants. The Qur'an, the Book of Allah, the speech of Allah, is a message and a miracle. It is a guidance and a healing. It is instruction and blessing. The one who follows it is upon guidance, and the one who leaves it is upon misguidance. The one who follows it is led to the ways of peace, subul as-salam, to the straight path, sirat al-mustaqim. He is brought out of darkness, min al-zulumat, into light, ila nur. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us to reflect on His Book. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Prophet, that they might reflect upon its verses and that those of understanding would be reminded. And taking lesson from this book is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated. He has made it easy. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And we have certainly made the Qur'an easy for remembrance. So is there any who will remember? Learning the Qur'an is one of the best gifts a person can give themselves. Spending time with the Book of Allah is one of the best forms of self-care. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, مَنْ أَرَادَ الْعِلْمِ فَلْيُثَوِّرِ الْقُرْآنِ. Whoever intends to acquire knowledge, then he should reflect on the Qur'an. This is knowledge that doesn't just bring information to a person, but knowledge that lets them have a taste of eternal pleasure. Ibn Taymiyyah said, there is no pleasure in the world that is the same as the pleasure of the hereafter, except for the pleasure of iman and the pleasure of knowledge. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that Allah the Exalted has made knowledge for hearts like rain is to the earth. So just as there is no life for the earth without rain, there is no life for the heart without knowledge. So let us begin with calling upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma anfa'na bima 'allamtana. O Allah, benefit us by what you teach us. Wa'allimna ma yanfa'una. And teach us what will truly benefit us. Warzuqna 'ilman tanfa'una bih. And give us knowledge by which you will benefit us. Ameen. Surah Al-Fatiha. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that while Jibreel was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he heard a creaking sound above him. He lifted his head and said, "This is a gate that is opened in heaven today, which had never been opened before." Then when an angel descended through it, he said, "This is an angel who came down to the earth, who had never come down before." He greeted and he said, "Rejoice over two lights given to you, which have not been given to any prophet before you." Surah Al-Fatiha and the concluding verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, "You will never recite a letter from them for which you will not be given a reward." The Mufassirun have listed 36 names for Surah Al-Fatiha. And this also tells us how important this surah is. This is in fact the only surah that is actually praised in the Qur'an by Allah the Exalted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. And we have certainly given you, O Prophet, 7 of the oft-repeated verses, meaning the verses of Surah Al-Fatiha and the great Qur'an. So Surah Al-Fatiha has 7 verses. And it begins with, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Allah. Allah's name is very blessed. It is very powerful. And this is why we begin by taking his name. Tabaraka ismu rabbika dhil jalali wal ikram. Allah's name is blessed because it is his primary and most comprehensive name. And it incorporates and necessitates all of his beautiful and perfect names. Because Allah, the one who is worshipped, is and must be Ar-Rahman. He must be Ar-Rahim. He must be Al-Aleem and Al-Basir. He must have the most perfect names or else he wouldn't be worshipped. So when a person says, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, they're actually invoking Allah by all of his beautiful and most perfect names. Realize the power of Bismillah. Who is Allah? He is Ar-Rahman, the one who is extremely merciful, whose mercy is wasir. It is all-encompassing. It is am. It affects everybody. He is Ar-Rahim, the one who is ever merciful, over and over again, whose mercy is wasil. It is continuous. So when the name of Allah is taken, there is blessing and there is mercy. This is why we begin with the recitation of the Qur'an by first seeking Allah's refuge against the evil of shaitan, and then we invoke Allah for his blessing and mercy. So, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ and بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. We beg Allah for protection, and we beg Allah for his blessing, so that we are able to gain the benefit that we seek from the Qur'an. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, who is the Lord of the worlds. Alhamdu kullu. All praise, every kind of praise is for Allah. Hamd is with qawl, it is verbally expressed, whereas shukr, gratitude, can be just in the heart. And hamd is more than just gratitude. It is to praise and commend someone with love and reverence for the good that they possess. Not just in return for a favor that one has received from them. That is shukr. Hamd is to praise with love and reverence. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say, Alhamdulillah. This is verbally expressed. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In Jannah, it will be said, all praises for Allah, Lord of the worlds. The question is, why Alhamdulillah? Because وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. All that we have, every single blessing that we have, is in fact from Allah. Especially the blessing of the Qur'an. The fact that Allah has given us this opportunity, that He gave us the ability to open His book. He gave us the ability to exert the effort and spend some time with it. He gave us His love. He gave us the love for His book, the eagerness to remember Him. This is a blessing. And remember, if we do not praise Allah, then it does not matter, because everything in the existence is already praising Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And there is not a thing except that it exalts Allah by His praise. Even at this moment, the sky is praising Allah. The ground you are on is praising Allah. Everything, the trees and the rocks, and even our bodies. So how excellent it would be if we join in and we praise Allah on our tongues, a praise that is with gratitude in our hearts, with love, a praise that is offered with love, with adoration, and with reverence. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for all His blessings, the blessings which He prepared for us before we were even created. Alhamdulillah for the blessings which He bestowed on us in our lives. And Alhamdulillah for the blessings which He has prepared for His select servants in what is to come after this life. Alhamdulillah. Who is Allah? He is Rabbul Alameen, the Rabb of all the worlds, the creator of all, the provider of all, the owner of all, from whom we have come and to whom is our return. Alhamdulillah. This is a phrase that fills the scales, tamla'ul mizan, the scales in which deeds will be weighed on the Day of Judgment. So when a person says Alhamdulillah with their heart, consciously, then the reward is great. When a slave praises Allah, Allah does not return them empty-handed. And on the Day of Judgment also, the best servants, the most superior servants, will be Alhamadun, those who praise Allah the most. Why do they praise Allah? Because He is Rabbul Alameen, and He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful, repeatedly merciful, meaning Allah is not only Rabb, not only the Creator, but His favors are also many. Think about it. He gave us sustenance, and He has given us good things in life, and His mercy encompasses everything. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Every Muslim, mu'min, kafir, munafiq, every single person is affected by His mercy. But remember that His special mercies are for His special servants, because He is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. His mercy will be continuous upon His special servants in the hereafter, forever and for always. They will receive His special mercy, and that is Jannah, about which Allah has said, "Anti rahmati, arhamu biki man asha." You are only My mercy, by means of which I shall show mercy to those whom I wish. We ask Allah to admit us into Jannatul Firdaus with His special mercy. Because even though our deeds are not worthy, His mercy is truly vast. So Allah describes Himself over here by His mercy. And His mercy is mentioned 4 times already. 2 times in Bismillah and 2 times over here in this ayah. So all praises for Him, for He is the Rabb of all, the bestower of His mercy, and His mercies are endless. And at the same time, He is not limited by His mercy. Maliki yawm al-deen, who is sovereign of the day of recompense. To whom everyone will return. Allah Azza wa Jal is Malik. the sovereign to whom everyone will return on the day when all of us will be repaid for our deeds. And on that day, Allah says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا. Whoever comes on the day of judgment with a good deed will have better than it. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And whoever comes with an evil deed, then those who did evil deeds will not be recompensed except as much as what they used to do. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is only you we worship and only you we ask for help. Meaning, when you are Allah, worthy of all praise, and all blessings and good things are from you, then you alone are worthy of worship also. So we show humility and servitude to you, Ya Rabb. And remember, ibadah, worship, is based on three foundations. Kamalul Hubb, absolute adoration. Kamalul Raja, absolute hope. And Kamalul Khawf, absolute fear. Meaning that we love him the most. We have unflinching hope in him. And we also fear him the most. And we also seek his help. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Meaning we pray to him. We make dua to him. Because dua is the essence of worship. It is in fact worship. And because لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no might and no power except with the help of Allah. Ibn Taymiyyah said, when I reflected over which dua is the most beneficial dua, meaning the best and the most important supplication, I realized that it is the dua for seeking Allah's help to perform deeds. Perform deeds that please Him. And I found this dua in the words, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The fact is, we need Allah's help to worship Him, to obey Him, to leave sin, to be patient over the trials of this life. And at the time of death also we need His help. And we need His help over what follows death. And there is no one who is able to help us in these matters except Allah. This is why, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And remember that ibadah, worship, is not just a state of heart, but it includes ritual worship also. And in fact, it includes every word and every deed, whether it is internal in the heart, in private, or it is external on the limbs or in public, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and is pleased with. So any word that we say, any action that we do, even if it's a thought, if it pleases Allah, if it is done in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, then in fact it is ibadah. It is something rewardable. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. You guide us to the straight path. Guidance is one of the most important things one can pray for. Because if a person has guidance, that means that they have taqwa. They have consciousness of Allah. And if they have taqwa, they will find a way out from every trouble and receive sustenance from where they cannot even imagine. And so when a person has taqwa, they are truly successful. This is why we should ask Allah for guidance repeatedly. Think about it. In the 5 daily prayers, we ask Allah for guidance at least 17 times when we recite Suratul Fatiha. Why? Because we are in need of guidance, always in need of guidance. Ali radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised me, keep asking Allah, Allahumma hdini wa saddidni, that O Allah, direct me to the straight path and make me adhere to the straight path. Meaning, don't let me go here and there. Let me remain firm on the straight path. And even when someone bothers you, when someone harms you, then pray for their guidance. Don't pray against them. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked to pray against the tribe of Daws, he said, Allahumma hdi Dawsan. O Allah, guide the people of Daws. So we say, Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path that will take us to your pleasure. And what is that path? It is صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor. meaning the path of the people that you are pleased with. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not of those who have evoked your anger. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, or of those who are astray. Meaning, we want to be on the path of the righteous. And who are they? They are the prophets, the truthful, the righteous, the martyrs. O Allah, the way they were sincere to you, and the way they worked to please you, you grant us the ability to be sincere to you and to do things that please you. And you save us from being like those who ended up with your anger, those who were given knowledge, but they did not act upon it. And we also don't want to be like those people who went astray from the straight path. We want to be on the path of those who were upon guidance. Ameen. This was Suratul Fatiha, which is a surah unlike any other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah has not revealed in the Torah nor in the Injil any surah like Suratul Fatiha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the surah that I have divided this between me and my slave. And the surah is called As-Salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah says, I have divided the prayer into two halves between myself and my servant shall have what he asks for. So when the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, my servant has praised me. When the servant says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah says, my servant has glorified me. When the servant says, Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah says, my servant has entrusted all matters to me. When he says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, Allah says, this is between me and my servant shall have what he asks for. And when the servant says, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, Allah says, this is for my servant, and my servant shall have what he asks for. Ameen. Surah Al-Baqarah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, recite Surah Al-Baqarah, for reciting it is a blessing and leaving it is a cause of grief, and the magicians cannot counter it. Abu Huraira said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, do not turn your houses into graveyards. Shaitan runs away from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. This is the book about which there is no doubt. It is a guidance for those who are conscious of Allah. Who are the muttaqeen? Who are those who are always conscious of Allah, who think about Him? They are الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in the unseen, which is an action of the heart. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish prayer, which is an action of the limbs. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and spend out of what we have provided for them. This is the right of the creation. So the muttaqeen, those who benefit from this book, are those in whose internal is Allah's remembrance. So they believe in Allah the way they should believe, and they fulfill the requirements of Iman. And in their external state also, they practically exhibit that faith. So they properly establish Salah, and they spend what they have on Allah's creation. They pay full regard to the rights of the Creator and the rights of the creation. And those who believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you and of the hereafter, they are certain. So part of taqwa and of the conditions of guidance is that a person believes in everything that was revealed on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everything that he brought and everything that he taught. And that is in the form of the Quran and also in the form of hikmah, which is also called sunnah or hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and Allah has revealed on you the book and the wisdom. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, and taught you what you did not know. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, and the favor of Allah on you is ever great. Therefore, benefiting from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to actually benefit from Allah's special favor. The person who gets to benefit from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has truly received Allah's favor. And remember, the Prophet ﷺ left both the Qur'an and the Sunnah with his ummah. And he urged his ummah to hold on to both in order to remain guided. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ And of the hereafter, they are certain. Yaqeen, conviction. Yaqeen is to believe with certainty, without any doubt. Yaqeen is the highest rank of knowledge. It is a station which allows a person to see what the average eye does not see. This is why for the akhirah, the word iman is not used over here, but yaqeen has been used. When there is yaqeen, only then do actions change. The Prophet ﷺ said, O people, truly there is no blessing that people are given in the world that is better than yaqeen and afiyah, conviction and safety. So ask Allah for both. The person who has yaqeen, then they have no doubt. They're absolutely sure. Faith is a reality to them. It is their worldview. It is their conscious and subconscious. They know that Allah is true, His word is true, His promise is true, the meeting with Him is true, paradise is true, hell is true, and the hour is true. And it is because of yaqeen that a person can surrender themselves to Allah, trust in Allah, and depend upon Allah, and repent to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said, How excellent are five things. Whoever meets Allah while believing in them with conviction will enter paradise. Whoever believes in Allah, the last day, paradise, hell, resurrection after death, and the accounting. Those who have such characteristics, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ Those are upon right guidance from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ And it is those who are the successful. Those whose external, internal, their relationships with people, all are sound. This is the standard of guidance. We asked Allah for guidance in Surah Al-Fatiha. And Allah shows us over here what guidance looks like. The conditions are given over here. That if one fulfills these conditions, they meet this criteria, then they are upon guidance. And if there is guidance, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Then there is success. So the key to success has been given over here. In contrast, as for those people who deny, it is said, indeed, those who disbelieve, it is all the same for them. Whether you warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Meaning when there is no faith, no belief, then warning does not help. Why? Allah has set a seal upon their hearts and upon their hearing, and over their vision is a veil, and for them is a great punishment. When does this happen? This happens when a person rejects the truth after knowing it. And secondly, when a person increases in sin. When sins are many, then hearts become sealed. May Allah protect us from this. Then a third category is mentioned, and that is of those who are somewhere between iman and kufr, and they are the hypocrites. Allah says, And of the people are some who say, meaning with their mouths, We believe in Allah and the last day, but they are not believers in reality. Subhanallah, they say with their mouths that they believe, but Allah does not accept their claim. Why? Because they are not truthful in their claim. And because their practical life does not reflect what they claim to believe in. Both their speech and their actions contradict iman. They go against what they claim. They don't do what they say. They think to deceive Allah and those who believe, but they deceive not except themselves and perceive it not. Meaning by showing iman, they try to protect their image, but in reality they are deceiving themselves. They think they are safe, but they are not actually safe. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ In their hearts is a disease. What disease? This is of hypocrisy. Or according to some other mufassirun, the disease of the love of this world. So Allah has increased their disease, meaning their love and inclination for this world has increased. And for them is a painful punishment because they habitually used to lie. Remember that the love of the world is a disease because of which a person is deprived of the pleasure and the sweetness of iman. And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, because the thing is that when words and actions contradict one another, when there is deception, when there is lies, then this causes corruption. This causes problems. They say, we are but reformers. Meaning, we're actually trying to get along with everybody. They justify their sins. They justify their lies. They say, we're just trying to be in everyone's good books. So wherever there's a need to lie, we do that. But the fact is that such lies only cause more problems. They don't truly bring benefit. Allah says, unquestionably, it is they who are the corruptors, but they perceive it not. And when it is said to them, believe as the people have believed, meaning believe like the Sahaba, they say, should we believe as the foolish have believed? In their eyes, the Sahaba were foolish, the truthful are naive. Unquestionably, it is they who are the foolish, but they know it not. And when they meet those who believe, they say, we believe.